Lot of Kurdish had a little crown around it. Might as well say our crown is there. Now I'm sure there's big mystical things with the Zer along the Aron Kurdish, but you're making a box, you've got to finish it, it's got to look nice. I'll never forget that.
Also walking through Yamsuk and plucking a bug-free date, for example.
Yeah, take care of the details. We forget that. We live in a very hassled world. Anyway, so you get reminded. Oops, there's an effect. Those are compliments, no? These two things, I should leave them.
Right, exactly.
Then otherwise they'll be for sure if they leave that. All right. Oh, I've got the wrong glasses. I'm not going to couldn't see. No, to take it off and I'm fine. Still worked out what to do. But so we're going weiter with the sugya of Yisurim. Zelznik Nikdib Yisurim, Tariz Nikdib Yisurim, Alamabaz Nikdib Yisurim. You see, there's a kinyan of things that are worthwhile in Yisurim, trying to understand why. So we've gone through what we've gone through. We've discussed that there to be first a Yerida before there's an Aliyah, a darkness before there's light, an open space before there can come in the... different aspects of this sugya. We're going to summarize it and come to a conclusion here. Mitoich Dvarai, Yemeinu Anu Loim Din Yesod Godel. From up to what we've seen and what we've been through, we come to a very important cloud. Nitein Loim Yeshi Yesod Zeh Makif Eskola Doiris. And this foundation surrounds all the generations. Kenizboina Nevachach Shemiyoin Yoseinu La'am Va'ada Yom Hazeh. From the time we became a nation. Until now, Kasher Kosh Boch is Galalein Bekol Tukfo Gvorosev is a Kinu Ligui Matsumi Venoirim. When the Kosh Boch revealed himself to us in ways that were awesome, powerful, deep revelations, Gulim Asher Lo Zochelim Shum Am Be'olam, no other nation was ever Zoiche to such revelations. The Komalka Ma'achel Sher Dvorim Lo Hofchu Liyois Kinyan Atzmi, Hem Abdu Metainu. Since they weren't a personal kinyan, I wasn't able to acquire them and internalize them. They got lost. You'll see that with miracles. The biggest miracle can happen to a person. You can see the biggest miracles and 3 days later it makes no difference to you. The person with Rahmanul Islam not able to see. You wake up one morning, you can't see. Something happened. Pitom, switch. For 3 years he's on the road. The best doctors, the best door, they can't help him. Nothing. He starts resigning himself to the fact that Zil. One morning he wakes up and he can see perfectly. He hits the snooze button. He doesn't hit the snooze button. How many days until he's hitting the snooze button? 3-4 days, a week maybe. The person can see miracles, it doesn't change us. It gets lost. We get excited, we get aroused, we get very hopped up, and then we go back to sleep. That's the terror of human beings. If we don't internalize it, if we don't do something about it, it gets lost.
Why Hashem do that?
So that you'll make a Kenyan Atzmi. That you have to make a Kenyan Atzmi. You're not just going to get it for free. You know, the Beis Yosef had a Maggid. Had a Malach that used to come teach him Torah. They wanted, there was a Maggid, there was a Malach, they wanted to come teach the Vilna Gaon Torah. He refused. I want to earn it myself. I don't want it for free. And it's nothing bad against the Beis Yosef, but there's an Indian of making a Kenyan yourself. If you don't acquire it, if you don't do something about the miracle, first of all, why was there a miracle? Why did a miracle happen here? It was to teach you something, it was to change you, it was something to happen to you. If you don't do anything about it, you just get excited, so when the excitement's gone, you go back to sleep. When you see a miracle happen, you're supposed to change something in yourself. That's how you acquire it. Otherwise, it's external, it stays outside of you. To become internal, you have to work for it. Nothing you ever got for nothing stayed with you. The things you toiled with and you battled with and you struggled with, those things you've got. It says you can't get shutting the monorat till you get it wrong. You have to toil in it. You have to toil and get it wrong and break down and go and try again and come back and back. Then you make a kinyan. Suddenly, I got it. But if you just get it the first time, it's lost. You'll never, you won't keep it. That's the way of the world. Why does she make it that way? You don't ask those questions. You see, that's the way he made it. We ask post-Maisabrachis questions. We don't ask why. In Bris, the word why was awesome. I'm going to ask why. You see, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. I don't understand what is. Why Hashem did that? How can we know why Hashem did anything? Post my celebrations, you're allowed to ask why. That's what we're doing now. You see, that you have to toil for it.
6 day war, 3 days, 4 days, couple months, gone.
Gone, gone. Yeah, there were other problems there. There was a koich of eitzim yodi arousal there that was. People forgot about Hashem.
But it was a nes, an open nes. Amazing.
Every war, yeah, the Scud missiles, the Gaza wars, the Lebanon. You see, open miracles, and the next day, you have to change something small. The trick is, when something like that happens, take on something tiny, something different. Take on something. Take on to learn a Mishnah. Take on to get up 1 minute earlier every morning. Do something, however tiny it is, but do something lamaisa. Then that miracle will stay with you. That's what it's there for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigala eleinu b'yetzias Mitzrayim b'kiyas Yam Suf ma'aron ha-Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us without any holding back. B'yetzias Mitzrayim, b'kiyas Yam Suf, ma'aron ha-Sinai. Ach lebesof ha-Sinai sa'igel. And in the day later you're dancing around with all golden calves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechnis otan el Eretz Yisrael. B'nisim geluim lamala b'derech ha-teva. Our entrance into Eretz Yisrael was nisim geluim. You walk around Yerucha 3 times and the walls fall down. You explain that one to me. The whole thing. Chaimus Petzuras Nafloi, Belifneinu Betekir Shefer Bilvad. Kifshonu Zain Amin Mokomokom Deri Maaseim Mishikotseim Vavdonu Avoid Azor Tachas Kol Eitz Raman. Open miracles. We came into Israel after having been with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Maamar Asina, Nichnas into Israel with Nisim Nifloim Gimbegloim, Nevuah. And we conquered the Sinai, Umos and whatever. What did we do? We learned from them. There wasn't a tree, there wasn't a Avodah Zorah under it after a while. And the biggest Baal Avodah Zorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bono lanu is Beis HaBechira. Rinu kol yom nisim gilui. We had a Beis HaMikdash and we saw awesome miracles. Asara nisim mikol mokam aya b'yedeinu ha'iz lahirek koin v'novi b'Beis HaMikdash. We killed a koin and a novi in the Beis HaMikdash. There's 10 miracles happening in front of you. And in front of those miracles, you can go and kill somebody. Gam domay or ratayach v'derech nisim lo echzo otanu b'tshuva. The blood boiling that boiled and boiled and boiled in the ground, that doesn't wake you up to the tshuva. You see the blood of the person you killed boiling for year after year after year, and it doesn't get you to the tshuva. V'derech zu b'kol ha'doyres haronu Hashem nisim v'niflois v'adayin lo shavnu mitoseinu. In every generation, Hashem does open miracles for us, and we don't wake up. We haven't learned the mistake yet. Gam b'doa achron. Thank you very much. You've learned this before. Ubechomas hamefrat, roenu bechush nisim geluim, achadayin lo chazanu alof. By the way, the miracles of the 6 day war were beyond comprehension. If somebody wants to sit down and learn that war properly, I mean, it's. Reb Noach told me he had a cousin. You ever heard this? He had a cousin in the army, a colonel who was in the army. So before the 6 day war, he went to him and he asked him, what's going to be? You know, people were nervous, people were worried. So he said to him, I don't know what's going to be, but it'll be over in 6 days. He said to him, how do you know? He said, we only have bullets for 6 days. And that was a kachaya. The last day of the war, there was almost no weaponry left. Yeah, even at Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim, you go speak to the Egyptians, the miracles, what they saw. It was from Ramnach as well. There was a guy that became a Baal Tshuva. He was one of the biggest anti-religious, biggest chilonim was in town. He became a Baal Tshuva. He was a tank commander. And him and two other tanks got separated from there, whatever. And they were going in the Sinai Desert, and suddenly they came across a line of Egyptian tanks. And there's many stories like this. Anyway, they knew that's it. It's game over. The first shells hit short, the third shells hit long, and the second shells hit long. That's how it works with tanks, right? You shoot one short, one long, and then the third one hits. It's game over. So with them, there was a yid there who still knew a little bit. He said, listen, it's game over, but we're going to say Shema Yisrael, and we're going to shoot whatever we have left in the tanks. We're going to shoot and say Shema Yisrael. They Shema Yisrael, and they shot, and suddenly the Egyptian tanks start opening up with white flags. 50 Egyptian tanks against 3 Israeli tanks, and they all started surrendering. So they went and they gathered them in, and they tied them up and whatever. So this commander said to the Egyptian commander, whatever, you see, three Israeli tanks, you see, you guys, you see, whatever. He said, what tanks? We were scared of the jets. Well, not jets. They radioed in, they wanted to know jets, Schmitz. Not jets. You don't do something in a mindset, it's game over. It's an amazing thing, we've lived through miracles. We've all lived through miracles. And we find ways of rationalizing them as well. You find yourself rationalizing them. It's a special gate to horror.
Always, we have two ways to see the things, or miracle or rational. But otherwise, we have no bricha, that means.
Now we spell the immortal words, Harabayis Biadenu. It was very exciting then. And the Chiloni that said it didn't know why he said it or what it meant. What does it mean today?
There's a very important yesod in the Chovos HaLevavos that people forget. He says that if you don't have betochen in Hashem, you're going to have betochen in something else. There's no way not to have betochen in something. There's no one walking around today that doesn't betochen in something. He has betochen in something. There's no one that says, I don't trust anything. He wouldn't walk into a building if he didn't trust something. Everyone trusts something. He gets into his car. Why does he trust that his car, the wheels aren't going to fall off? Because he has trust. Either in statistics or he trusts the manufacturer. Why he would trust the manufacturer, I don't know. But he trusts somebody. Usually statistics. Why are you sitting in this room? Why aren't you scared that the roof's going to fall on your head? The guy with an anxiety disorder, I understand. He won't walk into this room because maybe the roof's going to fall in. He might understand. Me, I don't understand. Why are you sitting here? You know the roof could fall in. So what do we trust? It's not Hashem. We trust statistics. How often is a roof... Do me a favor. You don't trust the Kablan. No one in this country still has the right to walk around in the street without a straight jacket. Trust any Israeli Kablan. You don't trust the Kablan. You trust statistics. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, whatever you trust, that's what Hashem leaves you with. That's what you get given. You trust the Kablan, Hashem says, fine, you can have the Kablan. Whatever the Kablan is capable of, that will you'll have. You trust statistics, you're stuck with statistics. There were bumper stickers after the Six-Day War that says, Am Yisrael betach betzahal. Hashem said, fine, you don't need me. After all the miracles I did for you, go. It wasn't the army's fault. It was that's where people put their trust. That's where people put Hashem said, fine, you don't need me anymore. Gesundheit.
We say also the people cannot change in 1 minute. That means
don't have to change in 1 minute.
So that means even if we have a miracle, it's just 1 second and then you...
That's why you have to change something yourself, tiny, but you've got to make a change. You make the change, the miracle is koine. If not, you're finished. I have friends who used to go shopping in Gaza. After the Six-Day War, Rabbi Socher didn't like it. Rabbi Socher used to say, right now they're scared of us and whatever, they're behaving nasty. He said, you know, they're behemoths and they'll turn around and kill you. Don't go there. He wasn't happy. But people used to go shopping in Gaza. At the next door neighbor, Tifrak. Used to go shopping in Gaza. I remember 20 years ago going swimming in Gaza. We used to go to the beach every end of Shabbos in Gaza. We used to go to Eilat Sinai, which was on the mamish on the border of Israel and Egypt or whatever. And I remember the Palestinian fishermen, we used to talk to them. We used to go to the beach. There was a terror. You walked in the old city, they used to bow down to us like gods. It was also terrible what it looked like. He was here during the Six-Day War. But where do you put your trust? You put your trust in the wrong thing. That's what you get stuck with. It's scary.
I walked around downtown Shechem.
As well. Everywhere. The whole country. Hebron, everywhere. Baruch HaGeva Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoy Hashem Yiftachoy. When you put your trust in Hashem, Hashem gives it back to you. But if you don't give your trust to Hashem, he leaves you. Whatever you trust. You trust your bank manager, you can have the bank manager. Whatever you trust, that's what he's going to give you. It's scary. It's the quickest way to get Hashem out of your life if you want. Just put your trust in something else. That's what you get left with. He removes his ashgocha from the person. If Hashem is not mashgiach you, then you're in a lot of trouble. Okay. Nimtzeinu lamdim ki giluim sheim lamale miyasodaseinu. We learn from here is that revelations that are above our ability to understand, arachim shelo kinyona oisam ba'omul bezeh, levels, their values, things that a person acquires without toil and sweat, einu miskaimim bonu. We don't get them. Elayim poichim v'holchim lem. They go. And everybody knows what I'm talking about here. Everyone knows. Moshe l'ma'ad avadoyme, l'ashir, l'ashir nosem libnoi chavivoi, Mahmad Liboy, Shon Zahav, Ashavahoin Toifoy. We see this in wealth as well, by the way. A really rich father. He gives his beloved son a very expensive gold watch. Matanaya Karad Moid, very, very expensive. I don't know what gold watch costs today. He used to sell them. My grandfather at a watch shop. He used to sell gold watch. 18 karat gold watches. People bought 18 karat gold watches. They didn't tell the time any better. The same 50 cent movement as the $20 watch, but people wanted gold watches. It was a 30 year, after 30 years for your company, got a gold watch. That doesn't happen today. You go bankrupt trying to make a living selling watches for 30 year presentations. Nobody works in a company for more than 3 years to it. You can imagine, people used to do that. Some of grandfather made his living. It's a pellet because of selling to the big companies. Used to have guys that had worked for 30 years used to get a gold watch. That's how we made a promotion. Selling gold watches for 30 years. Can you imagine working in the same place? Anybody here? Anybody lived in the same place for more than 30 years? They don't work in the same place.
My grandfather worked the same job from 15 until he retired.
Of course.
And then
he got a gold watch.
Probably not. But they brought him back in after he retired because the company couldn't survive
without him. Yeah, today it doesn't happen. Anyway, he gave his son this very expensive watch. Umaziroto, Dabani. Shon Zeh Shava Oin Rav. He warned him, he must know, it's worth a lot of money. Im Shoin Kazeh Lo Mishtoinim V'lo Koivtzim Ki Hualu La'aved. You don't take the swimming, you don't go playing with it, you don't jump in the sand pit with it, you can get lost, it's expensive. Acha Yeled Yeled. At the end of the day, a kid's a kid. V'ainu Mevin Lo Be'ercho Shel Ashon V'lo Ma Pirush Oin Rav. What does a child know about valuable and expensive and gold or whatever? Lo Mevin. He jumped and played and did whatever kids do, little billy goats, and eventually the watch got lost. Hashem gives us presents that aren't according to our ability to grasp. Hashem gives us revelations way above our level. We don't value them. Lo shamanu alayhim, we don't guard them. Vein avdu mi'itanu l'doivim leivim. And they get lost. Kiyon ametze b'do ikvesed ha-mashicha. We're living in what's called do ikvesed ha-mashicha. B'do ze ein kol chazoin o giloi. We're living in darkness. Very little giloim happening today. Hakol nista b'hester lifnim ha-hester. It's dark and it's going down and down. You have no idea how quickly it's going down. V'inei, pelehu. דafka ta אני יכולים לישחוש, is כל הגילויים הניזגובים להיעפכים לקניין עצמי. All those גילויים that were, you can acquire them now. האקרון הוא שדובר שעבדנו עליו בעצמנו ושקענו באומל וזהה. The principle is that everything you worked for and you invested in, you toiled with sweat. And you injected it into the inner recesses of your heart. It'll never go away from you. You've got it. So our Baal Tshuva is always in a slightly better place than FFB, and that's why Baal Tshuva's have a hard time with the kids. Because the Baal Tshuva, to be where he is today, had to acquire it. You had to do something. Whereas the kids get it for free. You had to climb the mountain. They were born on top of the mountain. They don't appreciate the view. You went up a mountain with sweat and blood. And they don't understand, you don't understand them. It's one of the big disconnects between Baal Tshuvas and their children. Because you earned it and acquired it and it's yours. They haven't had an opportunity to do that yet. You have to give them their own opportunity to acquire it. Ka'es anam evinim heitiv es divrei chazal shel abdanu l'yil. Tani reb shimon ba yachau imeh. Gemara we mentioned much earlier in Brochas Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Rutshim Ba Yochaisi, Shalosh Metonas Toives Nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Three beautiful, wonderful presents Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. V'kulan lo nisnan elei de Yisurim, and they're only given and they're only acquired through Yisurim. So you say, well, you know, those three matanas I won't take, and I won't have Yisurim. The problem is you give up everything. There's nothing else besides these three presents. Eilu hein, Torah ve'eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. You want to live in Eretz Yisrael and acquire Torah and triangle olam haba, kedah to have a tehillim close by. And Breira, you're trying to acquire all three at once. Anyone living in Eretz Yisrael today, learning Torah, is trying to acquire all three things at once. It's going to get tough. Harayon hu, what's pshat? Shebelo yisurim shum dava eini hoifech liyos etzem me'atzmeinu. Without the yisurim, it doesn't become a part of you. It's there, and it's nice, but it's not yours. Lumezo is rak metzias hayede. In contrast to getting it like that, this environment, this header, this lack that creates the Echatimtzu for the Yisurim, Meviotana Nagilu Rechush Koldova Toiv Hamasuga Likvav Elvein Nashnei Satana Toiva. It's dafka because there's an environment where there will be Yisurim, that's dafka what allows you to make these acquisitions and to keep them as yourself. Learning Torah, you can go to university and you can enroll for Talmud 101, you go learn, you can write your test, you get whatever, that's not called Kinyan HaTorah. Kinyan HaTorah comes from being mace, but giving your life up for Torah. And going through the Yisurim that comes with being acquiring Torah. And that's the answer to the question that the whole world is baffled by. Tzadik v'ralo. Ras ha-tzadik bo kedei laniach lo mokum lehitgadeh bo ulehefshol lo lohitzes atzman min ha-koyach el ha-poyel. The tzadik v'ralo, the ra comes to the tzadik to give him an opportunity to be able to take his potential and bring it into actualization. Lagalot et atzmiyoyse lehofeches ha-ein le-yesh. He can take who he is and he can reveal himself and he can create yesh miayin. Take what's inside and make it real. Dafka ha-cholo va-hede. It's dafka the lack and the yisurim. Hayma mesayim b'yodah le-goloi says ha-vasoy le-kosh boku b'kol mokum b'kol t'nai. And that's the environment where you get to reveal to Hashem that you love him without any conditions. If it was always good and always wonderful, so then the avos Hashem we have isn't worth that much. Because it's tolu b'dova. When there's nothing and there's total less upon him and you still love Hashem and you're still trying to get close to him, that's the biggest gilui that it's a avos shelo tolu b'dova. Oylam min ha'omer shebrias oylam tachliso ha'yisel ha'itiv lenivroi. What comes out of everything we set up to now is that the purpose of the bria is to do good to the creatures, to us. V'tachlis ha'tov ye'a dveikas b'Hashem. And the greatest good you can get is dveikas in Hashem v'dveikas mola v'shleima. Total cleaving to Hashem, whatever that means. Hanivra daima leboire sharehu nivra betzalmoi shel Elokim. And the creation and the creator are the same, because we created betzalem Elokim. Umikan muvenes gam metzias ha-yisurim aboim of the oiv de Hashem. And now we understand the yisurim that come to the Eved Hashem. Kishem shaboire yotzes ha-ilam yesh miayin. In the same way that Hashem created the world yesh miayin. Kach gam ha-adam mishtamesh b'yisurim. So too a person supposed to take his Yisurim, kidei livnoises oiloma hashi yesh miayin, to create his own world yesh miayin. Al yedei kach hu magia letachlis ha'atov hashi dveikas b'Hashem. And that's how he gets close to Hashem, and that's how he cleaves to Hashem, and then he fulfills his purpose in the world. Nishales adayin ha'shele merkazit, we still have to answer the following question. Keitzad noichel b'poil la'ashis b'nafshenu se'yedir. How do we internalize and allow it to take root in the deepest recesses of ourselves? Knowledge, clear knowledge, that the Yisurim are for our good. That the Yisurim are for our good. Shereh, kefi shabiyanu, ha Yisurim evienu tanu lohitzes kochosenu min ha'elem, el ha'gilui, as we've explained, the purpose of the Yisurim is enable us to take what we have hidden inside of us and to reveal it. U'min ha'koyach el ha'poyach, that's what Mitzvah Hashem will start learning about tomorrow. is how you're supposed to see the good in all the Yisurim and how you use the Yisurim, the Maisa, to bring out your potential. That's what you have to deal with. But the theory of Yisurim is Muvan Akshav. We understand what's going on.
People avoid to have Yisurim. That means they want to take the easy way.
And look what happened to the country that achieved that like no other country. Yeah. If I would have plugged into a computer 100 years ago, a country that's going to achieve everything in material wealth, avoid as much Yisurim as you can, give people all the physical comforts that they want. The American dream, the pinnacle of the American dream, okay? You'd have said, that's utopia, that's great. We're the happiest people in the world. And you know what? There's no country in the world taking more antidepressants than America. I've been in the poorest country in the world. I was in the poorest country in the world for a tekufa. They're the happiest people I ever met. The happiest people I ever met.
Expectations.
It's more than just expectations. Having everything you need and having everything laid up and having everything in place of you and never having to toil and for anything leaves you with no sipuk. If you get everything easy, whatever, you have no sipuk. You have no enjoyment. You have to give your children difficult challenges to overcome because it's only overcoming difficult challenges that gives you sipuk and enjoyment in life. Everything come easy. Why are the richest kids, the kids, not the ones that made it, not dad. Dad was a poor guy, pushed a trolley, whatever, he made it big, you know, whatever. He got the truck that the tomatoes fell off, you know. He made it big, became a big millionaire. But his kids and his grandchildren are wrecked. They're ruined. They're very few people, very, very few people who are able to bring into this world healthy, vibrant youngsters, okay, the second and the third generation when there was so much wealth. The second generation sometimes, because they saw father toiling and they went whatever, but by the third generation, they just got it all laid on for them. They're the first ones in drugs and in the gutters and whatever, and by the fourth generation, the money's gone. There are very, very few people, very few. Very, very, you can count them on one hand. Multi-millionaires, and all the kids are mamish, functional and healthy and vibrant. They're the more ordinary kasher to give kids like that the difficulties and the struggles and the challenges they need in order to get the sipuk and the enjoyment from life. You make it too easy for your kids, you have to know it's a balance. You make it too hard for them, you crush them.
Yeah.
You make it too easy for them, they don't get any enjoyment from life. You've got to have, you know that yourself. The difficulties and the challenges and the things you wish you never had, those are the things that you actually make life worthwhile. Mm-hmm.